toe. Well, you see, I've got to say no, no, no.
Sinatra.
I have discovered a young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Thank you, Mr. Sinatra. Joe Piscopo on the radio, live. From New York, New York, baby. I wanted to be in studio with you tonight. You know, I love being live with you tonight. So Kevin Drosch, executive producing, Ava Anderson sending out the signal across the country like they do, you know, and answering the phones at 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. We are celebrating Francis Albert Sinatra in 2024. It's the 60s. It's so cool. It's like we're doing That's Life, the LP. I got a couple more cuts from there that I want to play. And then I want to go to a compilation album called Sinatra 65. Just spectacular. Plus, we're going to take some. We have a special guest star appearance, I hear, from Hoboken Mary. Now, she calls and lets us know when she's going to be on to work around her busy schedule. And we always love Hoboken Mary. Hey, let's kick it off. Let's kick this hour off with something, again, from the That's Life LP, arranged by Mr. Ernie Freeman. I love the sound. It's the 60s sounds from Francis Albert Sinatra. You're going to hear from me.
Move over, son, and give me some sky. I got me some wings, I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I've flown. You're gonna hear from me. Make me some room, you people up there. On top of the world, I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim, so So remember my name. You're gonna hear from me. A fortune smile on the road before me. I am fortune's child. Listen, world, you can't ignore me. I've got a song that longs to be played. Raise up my flag, begin my parade. Then watch the world over start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be. That longs to be played. Raise up my flag, begin my parade. Then watch the world over start coming up clover. That's how it's gonna be. Watch me. You're gonna hear from me.
Frank Sinatra, the 60s. Man, I really think they took the lead from Everybody Loves Somebody, added some strings and background choral groups, and just kind of went through a lot of these records. And a lot of these came to like number four for Mr. Sinatra. And then when he hit with That's Life, the album we just celebrated last hour, that ended up being, over the years, a number one hit. By the way, if you look at Frank Sinatra's recordings and you can Google what was a hit, what was not a hit, when it came out, it did okay. And all of us who love Frank Sinatra listen, and then he would put it into his set list, like Summer Wind we were talking about with Ray, right, down in Florida, or, you know, certainly That's Life. And over the years, now, and the number one hit, and correct me if I'm wrong, and call me and tell me I'm wrong, but I think it's My Way became like a gold record, and it was not, when it was recorded in 1969, it was not. It was just you and I loving Frank Sinatra, loving Paul Anka, loving that song. But then he, why do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden? What happened? I guess Seinfeld came out. Sorry about that. But it was like, who are these people? So, but the fact is, as the years unfold, Mr. Sinatra sells more and more records, and it's been 25 years since he's been gone. Oh, wait, you got to hold the ear. Now, you know what? Screaming out of New York, streaming worldwide, all around the country, we're going to stop it all for one lady. You know, it's royalty on the show. Hoboken Mary from Hoboken, New Jersey. There she is. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Happy Verizon kept coming on and deleting me. Verizon. But anyway.
What? How did they keep cutting you off?
I don't know, Joe. I tell you the truth. I got two phones over here now trying to get you. But the guy was nice. He said, keep holding. Yeah, okay.
You have
Verizon
the red phone.
Verizon comes on. Change the number. Okay. All right. Then I called somebody. She says, you're calling Maria. I go, who the heck is Maria? I tell you the truth, Joe. But anyway, let me tell you something, Joe. Okay. The other night, me and my friend Jeannie from the Bronx, you know, Jeannie from the Bronx.
Sure.
Now she's in Fort Lee. But anyway, Joe, we went to Leo's just for me and her, just to have a little something,
that's,
you know?
That's great. That is great. And did you see Grace over there? Was Grace over there?
No, Grace wasn't there. But guess what?
What happened?
The waitress, Joe, when she brings us our bill,
yeah,
she said, the drinks are on me.
Oh!
Where do you find a waitress that says the drinks are on me, Joe?
So at Leo's, baby, for you, Hoboken Mary.
I promised her a bracelet, so I brought it the next day. I promised her a bracelet.
You are so sweet. God, that is great. So you go out and you get something for the gal at Leo's. Leo's is like a Frank Sinatra. It's like the bastion of everything Frank Sinatra. The music is playing, and the chair that Frank Sinatra actually visited when he came in 1940s, whatever it was, it's on top of the bar. We love that. And all your friends and hope. You know, Mary, I got to tell you, honestly, what I love love about you? You're a true blue Jersey girl. You stay in Jersey.
Well, I'm even from the Bronx, though, Joe.
But
no?
That's okay, but we adopted you.
We adopted you.
How long have you been in Jersey? I mean, really, how long
all
have
right,
you been
47
in Jersey?
No. Right, 47 years.
Oh, come on. Right. Jersey right. girl from the Bronx. That's okay. Very, very similar. You know, and all the holidays went well for you, Mary? Everything went great?
No, not that great, Joe, but I'm fine today.
I'm glad I asked.
I'll wait till next year. Don't worry. We got next year to come.
You sound
Joe,
great.
Even doctors make mistakes.
Yeah.
Mine asked me to undress. And he said I had acute appendicitis. And I said, you're cute, too.
Mary, you're the best. I'm going to go.
I'm gonna have you
open for me down in Atlantic City, Mary, next time. And now, the comedy starts.
Now I'll be serious. I'm going to be serious.
Okay.
We all take different paths in life.
Yes.
But no matter where we go, we take a little of each other everywhere.
Amen to that. Mary, we love you. All the best for 2024, Mary. We're going to get together. Can't wait to see you sooner than later, Mary. God bless you. God bless the family. Give my love, okay? And your brother.
Thanks, Joe, for everything, too.
Yeah, give my love. Thank you, Mary. Hoboken Mary right there, the legend. Hey, Joe Piscopo, on the radio, if you want to call, it's 800-848-9222. Sundays with Sinatra. Let me go back to this Sinatra 65, The Man Today. Don't forget, this was kind of a takeoff, this album of the Beatles. They did the Beatles Today. You know, it was the Beatles 65, if you remember. Yeah, I was, again, eighth grade I'm in. But they countered this on the pop scene, if you will, with Mr. Sinatra. And he has a whole litany of songs here that I want to celebrate with you right now. Hey, starting with this. This has a country feel to it, written by Baker Knight, you know. Again, an Ernie Freeman arrangement. Mr. S. stayed with Ernie Freeman for a couple of years there in the 60s. This is Anytime at All.
Anytime you want me, honey, just let me know. When you need affection and you're looking for somewhere to go, I'll be home around the house just waiting for your call. I mean, anytime you want me, anytime at all. Don't be ashamed to let me know you love me. That's such a silly thing to do. 'Cause anytime call me, baby, I'll come running straight to you. I'll be there beside you, even if I have to crawl. Anytime you want me, I'm saying anytime at all. Anytime you want me, I mean anytime at all.
Frank Sinatra from Sinatra 65, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I've been dying to play this for you. Yeah, we got time to do it, you know. This is a song, sometimes when I research, and I all week long, and it's really a labor of love, you know. I listen to all these cuts, and I'll go back to an album. I go, wow, did we play that? And we've been going into our fourth year on the air, and I go, let me go back and see that. And then a lot of the time, we haven't played anything because I like to stick with the standards that I like. Certainly Count Basie, certainly Nelson Riddle, you know, and certainly certainly Billy May, you know, the usual. But now I like to just deviate a little bit. So this, I found this song. What? How did I not know it was out there? And I know there's a lot of folks that probably did. But it was from, a film called The Cardinal. And it's written by Jerome Morose and Carolyn Lee. Carolyn Lee was a co-writer on Best Is Yet to Come. But Don Costa arranged this, and to me, it's one of his greatest arrangements. And I just happened to listen to this song and fell in love with it this week, and I'm so excited to play it for you. If you would, as you listen and as the song closes, listen to the strings, but listen to the French horns that Don Costa utilizes. It's a classical arrangement, clearly, from the great Don Costa. Mr. Sinatra, Stay With Me.
Should my heart not be humble, should my eyes fail to see, should my feet sometimes stumble on the way, stay with me. Like the lamb that in springtime wandered far from the fold, comes the darkness and the frost. I get lost, I grow cold, I grow cold, I grow weary, and I know I have sinned, and I go seeking shelter.
That is a classic. Frank Sinatra from Sinatra 65, Stay With Me. And Don Costa, one of Don Costa's greatest arrangements. Joe Piscopo on the radio. I love having you with us. And you know, I'm going to go to the phone calls when we come back, if I may, because I think we got a break just in a little while. And we, when we were local, we didn't have to take the breaks, but we're very, very fortunate and very, very blessed to have so many people listening around the country in Palm Springs and Montana and all around the cities of this great country. So we have to do a what we call a hard break. And we'll come back to the phone calls, come back to some great Frank Sinatra music. But I am just after all the holidays. Hey, we made it. We got through. It was a rough one for yours truly, but so blessed to be with you on a Sunday night. It's Sundays with Sinatra with Joe Piscopo on the radio.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
B- Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise to ensure we never forget. Since then, it's been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Hook was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. He had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, relieving a financial burden and bringing stability. The foundation helps Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. America's heroes are counting on you. 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to its programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number two, T.org. Never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices our heroes have made for us.
Here's the latest from Dr. Walter Tom at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery.
Our nurse practitioner, Sophie, loves intense pulse light treatments called IPL Photofacial. It effectively treats our patient's number one skin concern, brown spots due to sun exposure. Here's Nurse Sophie.
IPL is also effective in treating the redness and facial veins associated with rosacea. It targets redness and hyperpigmentation when nothing else works. I've seen amazing results. IPL is a powerful treatment.
Sophie, who are good candidates for IPL treatments?
Patients who have sun damage, brown spots, rosacea, unwanted blood vessels, broken capillaries, freckles, and uneven skin tone.
Dr. Tom was voted the best cosmetic surgeon in the North Bay. Find out why. Make an appointment today for a free consultation.
Let's stay young together.
Visit his website at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
Rock, bark, schlock. Never had it, never will. Jazzy. KJZY.
This is Sundays with Sinatra on Music Radio.
If the nightingales could sing like you, sing much sweeter than they do, 'cause you brought a new kind of love to me. And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. You brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen. Still you can't understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you. You brought a new kind of love to me. Brought a new kind of love to me. You brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen. Still you can understand that underneath it all, you are a maid and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you. You brought a new kind of love. You brought a new kind of love. You brought a new kind of love to me.
Nelson Riddle, anybody? There it is. They put that on the album. You Bought a New Kind of Love for Me. You know that's from Songs for Swinging Lovers, originally from the 1950s. And then, you know, right there, Mr. S says, let's put that on the album. And it's one of the best of Nelson Riddle. I got a lot to do with Sinatra 65 is the album that we're celebrating this hour. Some really cuckoo kind of groovy kind of things. We appreciate you listening to Sundays with Sinatra with Joe Piscopo. I'm going to go to the calls in a second, but I just on a personal note, I don't know if you feel like I do. We went through out of the summer, screaming out of the summer, working all summer, and then we went to Italy, right? We did a radio tour to Italy. I'd love for you to go one of these days. It'd be great if we put one together off of the Sundays with Sinatra show. We'd love to do that with my friends downtown, you know? And then there were like personal appearances, and then there were live shows, and then we went in, then you had Thanksgiving, of course, then we had like Christmas, and I got mounted Christmas pretty much, you know, on your own as a single dad. But thank God everything worked off. And then, of course, losing mom in the holidays is always tough. So now I walked in here, and Kevin Drosch, executive producer, and Ava Anderson is at the phones at 800-848-9222. And I walked in, I said, and there was no traffic coming into New York for the first time ever in the 3+ years I've been doing the show. And I feel like, I can relax a little bit. But New York, you always got to look over your shoulder, you know. Wait, I'm looking at I can see my car from the studio here. Hopefully it won't get ripped off. Hey, ho, hail, it'll be all right. Hey, let me go to the phone calls. Eddie, Babylon Eddie, listener from day one, rescuer of yours truly on Columbus Day when I need a car. Eddie, how are you, brother? How you doing? Happy New Year.
I should have had some, Happy New Year, Joe. I should have had some Michael's of Brooklyn Marinara for you to drink like V8 juice.
That is it, baby.
No, nobody would be asking for pictures. They would say, hey, Joe's going through a hard time, you know.
Yeah, that was so funny. Go ahead.
I got to tell you why I love for Hoboken Mary that I heard on another broadcast on another station that they're still deciphering the Nostradamus stuff. And they said that they deciphered that Hoboken Mary is surpassing people in show business in notoriety. So I'd watch out. She's got her own brand, Joe. Why can't we have a Hoboken Mary watch from Boulevard?
Yeah, you know, it's a great idea. Or her own show.
Jersey Girl watch.
Her own show, I'm telling you. Eddie, appreciate you always being there from day one, my brother. We wish you and your girl all the very, very best. And thanks for listening every Sunday night all these years, my friend, huh?
Hey, well, Joe, if we didn't like it, we wouldn't like you. We love you, man.
Yeah, love you right back.
Your family. I don't know how you get all these people at your kitchen table and in your living room every Sunday night.
Thanks, Eddie. Happy New Year, my brother. Let me go to Marilyn in Jersey if I can, guys. Hi, Marilyn. Thank you for calling. How you doing?
Hello, Joe Piscopo. How are you?
Very well.
I listen to you a lot. I tried to listen to this. I tried to get a hold of Cousin Brucey last night, and I kept on getting busy. It's very hard to get through to him.
You know what? Give me a message to Brucey. Cousin Bruce Morrow on Saturday nights, and he's on WABC in New York, and he is just ripping it up. And he is the legend. He is the legend and one of the nicest guys. A guy interviewed the Beatles. You really had Brucey actually did. What would be your message? I'll give you our airwaves on Sundays with Sinatra to the great Cousin Bruce Morrow. Marilyn, did you have a request for Brucey?
Yeah, I wanted to find out about a song. This is like, I guess it's from late 1960s to the 50s.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a song, I Want Your Love, whoop-dee-doo-wee-you? I don't know who sings that song.
I don't know either. Brucey will know. We'll check it out, though. We'll check it out, Marilyn. Thank you, and we'll get it across to Brucey because he knows he is like an encyclopedia. Let me go. I got to go to Lena, who calls in, and she's one of the sweetest gals to listen to the show. Lena, Happy New Year. Great to have you with us. How you doing?
I am doing fine, thank you. You sound well.
Thank you. You are so sweet. You know, I know you might be alluding to mom's passing. I am inspired by all that she stood for, Lena. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to just celebrate it as opposed to being absolutely devastated.
That is a wonderful idea because I noticed I was watching the Dean Martin documentary on Turner Classic Movies called Dean Martin, King of Cool.
Yep.
And toward the end, and I can't remember who the gentleman was, he said something like, when people get old and ill, you kind of lose them.
That's right.
But then after they die and you start...
All right, hang on. We're coming back. It's Piscopo.
Well, I've been taking it for some time. We saw the ad, and we thought we would give it a try. And I noticed after the first month, we just felt better. I told my doctor, too, and she said, this sounds like a really good product for you to be